上个星期呢，当肯讲到一篇关于祷告的道，非常非常的好。
So last week, Brother Duncan have shared a message on prayers, and it was very, very, very good.
那我今天呢，就说神继续感动我，就是要讲祷告。
So today, the Lord also moved me to talk about prayers.
现在的日子里面，祷告变得非常非常的重要。
So in the days like this, prayer life become very important.
祷告是从头至尾都是非常重要，但是现在的日子里面呢，变得特别的重要。
So, prayer has always been very important, but especially during this, period of our life.
那现在我们所处的日子是什么样的日子呢？
So, what kind of, times that we are in right now?
那上个礼拜呢，我听到一个报道。是一个非常令我吃惊的一个报道。
And last week, I heard a report and which was, very shocking to me.
就说，这个 Greenland 叫做格陵兰，就是北极圈里面的一块土地。格陵兰呢，就是上个礼拜下了3天雨。
So, Greenland has last week it rained down for 3 days.
那格陵兰下3天雨有什么奇怪的呢？
So, why is so shocking that when Greenland rained for 3 days?
那下雨不是很多地方都是很正常的吗？
Isn't that a norm in other places?
因为格陵兰这个地方呢，在北极圈里面，就是从创世以来是从来不下雨，只下雪。
Because Greenland is part of the Arctic Circle, so it has never rained since the creations. It only rained snow. It only
就是
snowed.
人类几千年的记载里面，从来是不下雨的。
So in thousands of histories, human records, it never rained in Greenland.
所以这个下雨呢，就立刻就把这个冰川啊开始融化的速度加快。
So because it rained, it started to melt the Arctic ice.
所以科学家说，这是预示着地球上的状况不可以逆转。
So scientists has claimed that that means the situation in the Earth will be unchangeable.
那这些东西呢，对于我们信主的来讲呢，都已经写在圣经里面，都写在启示录里面，这些状况，所以神要我们做好预备。
So for us as believers, all of these have already recorded in the Bible. So it's for us to get prepared.
也就是说，前面的日子呢，我们除非紧紧地抓住主，我们不知道怎么去生存。
Meaning that unless we hold on to the Lord, firmly in our coming life, otherwise we won't be able to survive.
那就说，所以，就是神呢，过去讲的所有这一切，都是为了预备我们。
So all of the things that Lord has spoken in the past was to prepare us ahead of time.
那神出自于他的爱呢，就要预备我们通过这大而可畏的日子。
So the Lord is preparing us for the fearful days.
在这里面呢，要通过这样的日子呢，我们最根本的要做一件事情，就是要祷告。
So, because of this kind of life that's ahead of us, the most important thing we have to do is to pray.
我们如果翻开先知书约珥书2章，我们会看到先知主怎么样来预言这样一个日子，我们怎么样来回应。
So, if you turn to the book of Joel, you will see how the prophets have prophesied for the coming days.
我们翻开约珥书2章28节。
So let's turn to Book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28.
那这一段圣经呢，在《使徒行传》2章，使徒彼得在讲道的时候也引用它，因为讲到呢末后的日子。
So this passage is also a reference in Book of Acts, chapter 2, when Peter when disciple Peter was proclaiming the words to the people.
啊，我们来一起读一下，有英文的你自己可以来读。约珥书第二章二十八节。
So let's read. If you read in English, you can read on your own. So Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 32.
以后我要见我的灵浇灌方有血气的，你们的儿女要说预言，你们的年老的人要做异梦，少年人要见异象。在那些日子，我要见我的灵浇灌我的仆人和侍女，在天上地下我要显出奇事，有血有火有烟柱，日头要变为黑暗，月亮要变为血，这都是在耶和华大而可畏的日子未到以前。到那时候，放求告耶和华的名就必得救，因为照耶和华所说的，在锡安山耶路撒冷必有逃脱的人，在剩下的人中必有耶和华所招的人。这里呢讲到一个现象，就是在末后的日子呢，神要将他的灵要大大的来倾倒下来。
So it has said that in the end times, in the end of the days, the Lord is going to pour down his spirit on us.
那其中一个原因呢，也是在末后的日子，神要把灵倾倒下来，让他的儿女要得着能力，要度过前面所有的困难。
So the purpose for him to pour down his spirit is so that his children will be able to have the power in order to survive all the dark and dreadful things.
那这里讲到呢，天上地下都有奇事会出现，啊，有奇怪的现象会来发生，这是在耶和华大而可畏的日子未到以前。
So heaven and earth, there will be strange things, wonders that will appearing in heaven and earth that was before the coming of the days of the Lord.
但是呢，这里讲到一个非常重要的一节经文，什么样的人才能通过呢？这里讲到就是说，在那时候，凡求告耶和华名的就必得救。
So here it says, it mentioned who can be saved.In verse 32, it says, those who call, everyone who call on the name of the Lord will be saved.
那我们这里讲到得救呢，第一个指的我们生命的得救，就是我们出死入生，不进入死亡，要进入永恒的生命。
So when we say we are saved, first is that our physical bodies will be saved. So out of the grave, we will enter into life.
那第二个得救呢，就是说每一个困境里面，神都会救我们。
And second is that in every difficult situation that we are going to face, the Lord will be there to save or rescue us.
因为他是爱我们的神。
Because he's a God who loves us.
在大卫的祷告里面，诗篇里面，他的祷告就是说：“耶和华是我的神，是我的牧者，在我敌人面前为我摆设筵席。”就是他。每一个困难的日子呢，耶和华都让他得救。
So in Psalm 32, when David was reading about the Lord, he said, "The Lord is my shepherd. So in front of my enemies, he had laid a table before me. So in every difficult situation that we are in, the Lord is going to save."
来，保罗在这个使徒行传里面，当他在监狱里面。天使把他释放出来的时候呢，狱卒就很害怕，因为狱卒可能要被砍头。他说：“我怎么办？”保罗就跟他讲：“你当信主耶稣，你和你家必然得救。”
So when Paul was in the prison and when the heaven shake, so all the shackles went off, so he was released, and the prisoner guard was so afraid because he thought he's going to be persecuted. But Paul said, do not be afraid. If you believe, you and your family will be saved.
那里讲到的得救呢，就讲到永恒的得救，还有讲到呢，这件事情上也要得救，你不会被抓去砍头。
So the word in that passage meaning that not only your life,will be saved from eternal punishment, but also in that matter, you will be saved.
因为当时呢，你想想， 这个放人呢，田鼠把它放走了。第二天早上起来呢，这个放人没了，那这个狱卒会怎么样呢？他可能要受到刑罚。
So just imagine that the prisoner is supposed to be guarded by the prisoner guards, but the second day all the prisoner was set free. So what do you think, what kind of punishment can be happening to the prisoner guard?
所以保罗说呢，你和你家必然得救。
That's why Paul proclaimed to him that you and your family will be saved.
所以这个得救是这两个层面，一个是永恒的得救，另一个呢，我们每一天都要让神来帮助我们，要在困境里面来得救。
So to be saved, not it's two perspectives. Not only you will be saved from eternal fires, but also you will be saved in the current daily difficulties that you are going to face.
因为神是爱我们的神，就像父母爱儿女一样。
Because he just like our parents, he's a God who loves us.
不仅仅是将来让他有个好的前途，今天他遇到任何的危险，父母都要救他。
So not just wishing the children to have a good future, but on daily life of his children, the parents going to help and save that children, his children.
那这里这个得救的一个最简单的办法呢，就说是当那时上什么，放求告耶和华名的就必得救，就是求告他的名，就是祷告。
So how are you going to be saved? So here it says everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So you just have to call on the Lord.
其实就是非常非常的简单，我们要来装现神，要来请求他，求他帮助我们。
So it's simple as that. We only have to turn our face towards him and ask him to save us.
我刚信主的这个之前呢，我看一本书，这个里面讲到一些东西呢，对我，我就这非常的震撼嘛，关于祷告是多么的重要。
So when I first became a believer, I read a book, and the things in the book was quite shocking to me as how we should pray.
长话短说，当时在第一次世界大战之前呢，挪威有一个渔夫呢，耶稣就向他显现，启示说大战要开始。
So before the first World War I, before the World War I, so the Lord appeared to a fisherman in Norway, ma, in Norway. So the Lord revealed to this person that the war is going to break out.
让他去告诉瑞典的国防部长，说大战要开始。
So the Lord wants him to go and tell the National Defense of Sweden that a war is going to happen.
那后来就是说，这个瑞典国防部长呢，把这个东西就登在1914年的，对不起，日子可能记不太清楚，就说这个Stockholm Daily，就说斯德哥尔摩日报上。
So the minister of the national defense, so he got the message and he printed he printed out on one of the news in their country.
那后来真的大战就爆发，大战爆发以后呢，就说这个弟兄这个渔夫呢，就被这个国防部长呢非常的看重，让他做一些事情。
So of course the war started. And the fisherman became a very important person to the national defense.
后来好多就记载下来，因为他常常看到未来的一些东西。
And so a lot of things, when he see visions, like see things are going to happen in the future, like all of those was recorded down.
那长话短说，就是说他讲到呢，就是说未来呢，他说有中国呢有一次一次的革命。
So in his vision, he sees that in China, China is going to go through a lot of revelations.
Revolution.
If you have emotions.
还看到在美国的土地上呢，就说龙卷风，就是说越来越多。
So, and also in the land of America, he sees tornadoes, like more and more tornadoes, tsunami tornadoes.
还看到好像法国还是还有加拿大有好多国家未来会成为共产主义国家。
And he also see nations like France to become communist.
那后来他还看到就是说法国跟挪威的战争一些国家的战争北欧的战争里面呢他的国家呢被打得很惨他就问主为什么。
And he also sees in his vision that during the war, for the war between France and his own country, his country will be deadly defeated. So he asked the Lord why.
他说我们国家是一个非常近前的国家因为那是上个世纪上个世纪1912年14年这个年代他们才派很多的宣教士到世界各地。
So he asked the Lord why that things will happen to his own country because his country is very devoted to the Lord and they have sent many missionaries around the world to preach the gospel. That was back in 1912 to 1994, sorry, 1914.
就是他们的国家是一个非常近前的国家，为什么在以后的日子里面，神你不保护我们的国家呢
？So, if our country is so devoted to you, how come you do not protect our country?
你知道主给他怎么讲吗
？Do you know how the Lord replied?
他说那个时候你们国家的人不祷告。
And the Lord told him that because by that time your nations do not pray.To me.
那现在我们也知道挪威啊这些瑞典啊这些国家呢就是说做很多的事情开始真正远离神很快远离神。
So, and now, nowadays you will see that, countries like, Norway, Sweden, they did a lot of things that actually against the Lord, so they did actually far away from the Lord.
那祷告的人在哪里
?So where are the people who pray?
所以就是神说不是神不要救他们而是他们不祷告。
So the Lord was telling him that not because the Lord do not want to save them, does not want to save them, but because the people do not pray.
就是人不求救他们不相信神会救他们他们也认为神都不存在了。
Because they do not call out, they do not ask the Lord for help, and they do not believe the existence of God anymore.
So they, 他们不需要神。
So they do not need a God.
所以就说我们今天认识神是多么有幸的一件事情。
So how blessed we are to know our Lord.
那我们当我们愿意祷告愿意亲近神的时候呢圣经说神一定会亲近我们这是神的应许。
So when we pray, when we come close to the Lord will definitely come close to you. This is a promise in the Bible.
我们翻开这个雅各书，新约里面雅各书第四章八到十节。
So if you turn to Book of James, chapter 4, verse 8 to 10. 8 to 10, yeah.
我们一起来读。
So let's read.
你们亲近神，神就必亲近你们。
Come near to the, come near to God, and He will come near to you.
他说，有罪的人呢，要接近你们的手。
You sinners, and purify your hearts. Wash your hands.
恶意的人呢，要接近你们的心。
And purify your hearts, your hearts, you double-minded.
你们要愁苦悲哀哭泣见嬉笑变作悲哀欢乐变作愁闷。不要在主面前自卑主就必叫你们升高。
Grave, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourself before the Lord, and He will lift you up.
这里讲到呢，就是我们要来亲近神。当然，亲近神第一步呢，就是有罪的人要懂得接近我们的手，心怀二意的要懂得接近我们的心。
So here it says we have to come, if we come close to the Lord and He will come close to us. But first of all, we have to wash our hands and purify our hearts.
那这里讲到你们要愁苦悲哀，什么意思呢？你们要懂得有忧患的意识，不要成天宴乐，成天吃吃喝喝，对不对？要懂得什么，我们所面临的日子是什么样的日子，要自卑。
So what does it mean when we have to change our laughter into mourning and our joy into gloom? Because we need to know what kind of days that we are in. We need to know the timing.
这不是说我们不应该喜乐，不应该欢乐，而是说我们要明白，就是说我们这个来这种忧患意识是非常重要。
It's not that we do not want to be joyful. It's because we need to know what is going to come ahead of us.
所以，但是呢，这里讲到最主要的一个核心事情，就是当我们亲近神的时候，神必亲近我们。
Of course, the most important thing to know is that when we come close, when we will come near to the Lord, and He will come near to us.
那当神亲近我们，这是多么有福的一件事情啊！
So how blessed would be that when He, our Lord, come close to us?
你想，创造天地的主，他亲近你，他认得你，他要帮助你，那是多么有福的一件事情。
So how blessed is that the Creator of heaven and earth will come near you? He will come close to you.
所以我们今天能够来到这里聚会的人，今天每一个教会。愿意分别出时间来聚会的弟兄姐妹，真是有福的。
So, to all the people who are willing to come to worship together, and to every brother and sister in different churches, who are willing to set apart their time to come close to the Lord. So, how blessed will they be? And yeah.
今天神难道不爱那些不来聚会的人吗？当然也爱他们。
So does God do not love those who do not come close to Him? Of course, He does.
但是撒旦一直在工作，他要把谎言放在人的头脑里面，就说亲近神不重要。上次告诉他们，神也不会帮助你，神也 doesn't exist， 神不存在。
But Satan always put the lies in our heads, telling us that it is not important to come close to the Lord. The Lord doesn't exist, and you know all these lies.
所以今天聚会的人有福了，因为我们知道神亲近神，他就亲近我们。
So that's why we are blessed to come close to the Lord, because we know if we come close to Him, He will come close to me.When we put him in an important place, he will put us in an important place in his heart.
那，当我们真的对他认真的时候，他就对我们很认真。
If we treat him seriously, he will treat us seriously.
某种意义上呢，决定权在我们的手里面。
So in other words, we have the initial, we need to put the initial actions.
神是全能的神，神是大能的神，大爱的神，但是呢，他给了人一个自由的意志。
So the Lord is the Lord of the Almighty, and yet he gives us a free will.
神可以做任何的事情，但在这个和他的关系上面，他一点都不欠缺。
So he can do all things, and yet, for our relationship with the Lord, he never forces us to do anything.
但是他把话语呢都讲出来，你听还是不听，你要做选择。
He has already told us everything, whether you listen or not is your choice.
那就是说我们呢，就是说，就其实信主得主的祝福是一个非常非常简单的事情，但是呢，我们要做选择。
Actually, to be able to believe and listen to his, do what he says is actually a very simple thing. But we have to take the initiative.
那我们再翻开另外一节圣经，是撒母耳记上第二章，第三十节，讲到呢，就是我们应该以怎么样的态度来对待神呢？
So we will take a look at 1 Samuel chapter 2. Verse 30.
那这里呢，当时的这个祭司以利呢，他不叫光叫他的儿子，他的儿子在神的殿里面就跟人去行淫，做坏事。
The priest Eli, because he did not discipline his own children, so even in the temple court, his children was doing sinful things in the temple court. So here are the things that the Lord was saying to priest Eli.
对，神就通过撒母耳呢，小小的撒母耳给以利讲话，说什么话呢？他说：“我曾经说，你和你父家必永远行在我面前。”
So through the little kid Samuel, so the Lord spoken these words to Eli. Therefore, the Lord, the God of Israel, declares, "I promise that your house and your father's house would minister before me forever."
现在我却说，绝不容你们这样行。
But now the Lord declares, "Far be it from me, those who honor me." Sorry.
三十节后半段讲的是，现在我却说绝不容你们这样行。
So far be it from me.
Yeah, 因为尊重我的，我必尊重看重他；藐视我的，我必被他必被轻视。
Those who honor me, I will honor, but those who despise me will be disdained.
那你会发现呢？神讲了话，他说：“你和你父家必永远行在我的面前。”就是这个永远，呵呵，它是一个 promise， 永远行在我的面前。
So here it says, "I promise that your house and your father's house will minister before me forever."
但是呢，今天神说，现在我却说，不让你这样行。
However, the Lord now declares, it will not be so this way."
啊，不是神说话算数的吗？
Isn't that the Lord, things that he said counts?
不是君子一言驷马难追吗？但神讲的话他说了，不是要实现吗？
Isn't that how, when he says something, it will be done?
啊，是不是说这个你和你父家永远行在我面前吗？今天怎么就不让我了呢？
Didn't he say that you and your household will always minister before me forever? How come it's not so now?
今天不是说耶稣的宝血救了我，而且耶稣在十字架上说成了，成就了救赎的大功。那今天为什么有人圣经里面讲来到主的面前，主说我不认识你呢？
So isn't that the Jesus Christ's Lord has washed us clean and he has proclaimed that it is done on the cross? And how come the Bible also says when you those who call on him and the Lord will say, "I never knew you"?
让神学家去讨论这个问题，但是呢，神的话语是这样的：他尊重我的，我必看重他；藐视我的，我必轻视他。
So let the scholars discuss this matter. But here is what the Lord said: Those who honor me, I will honor; but those who despise me will be disdained.
就是神呢，他可以改变他的心意；当人不尊重他的时候，他可以改变他的心意。
Meaning that the Lord can change his mind. When people do not honor him, he can change his mind.
尊重我就说，尊重的意思就是说把我看重的意思。你把我看重，你觉得我分量很重，我就把你也很看重。
So honor me meaning that you have put me in a very important place in your heart. So if you do that, I will also put you on a very important place in my heart.
今天我们一天有24个小时，我们怎么样来看重主？
So here we all have 24 hours a day. How should we use our time so that we can put our Lord in a very important place?
早上我们起来是想看我们朋友发微信圈里面的信息呢，想了要读来读圣经呢？
So when we wake up in the morning, do we go through social media first, or do we read the Bible first?
那当我们有事情的时候，我们是想找人解决呢，想去找别人的麻烦呢，还是来求告神呢？
So when something comes up, do we ask the Lord for help first, or do we ask our friends to help us with our problems?
当我们读圣经的时候，看到一些难懂的东西或者难做的东西，我们是要绕道而走呢，还是认真的来祷告，让神来帮助我们去行呢？
So if we read a passage in the Bible which seems very difficult to do, so do we just ignore that passage, or do we pray to the Lord and ask the Lord's guidance so that we can walk according to what he says?
我们是不是把神的话真正当话呢？
Do we actually treat God's word as truly God's word?
啊，他讲到就是藐视我的，他必被轻视。
He said, "Those I will despise those who, despise those who disdain me." So, no, I will disdain those who despise me.
其实原文里面呢，就说它是同一个词，就说你，我要藐视那些藐视我的人，或者轻视那些轻视我的人。
So, in the original text, these two words are the same thing. So, those who despise me, I will despise those people.
那其实就是说神。是非常非常的爱我们，但是我们的态度要决定我们能不能从他那边得到祝福。
So, our Lord loves us, but our attitudes, will determine how He is going to save. I mean, treat us.
那我们所以的最基本的一个态度呢，就是把它看重了。
So, in the basic way, we have to honor Him.Put him in an important place.
看重呢，就是说我们真的愿意来祷告，愿意来求告他的名。
So honor him by willing to pray to him and ask him for help.
那因着神呢，神的本性就是爱，所以当人一祷告的时候呢，他就非常的喜悦。
Because God is love, so when we pray, when people pray.The Lord will always respond to people, those people who pray.
那新约旧约里面呢，很少有说神不听人的祷告，有几个地方。
So in the New or the Old Testament, there are few instances. So there are hardly any instances that the Lord refused to listen to a man's prayer. Of course, there is, but just, you know, very few.
那圣经里面有几个地方讲到神不听他们的祷告，但是呢，神差遣了先知来告诉以色列人要改变他们的行为，这也相当于神已经听见他们的祷告，就是告诉他们当怎么样做。
So there are instances that in the Old Testament that when people pray, the Lord instead send a prophet to tell them you have to change your ways.In order to change your ways. In other words, he has already listened to their prayers.
因为圣经里面那个地方清楚地记载的，我不听你的祷告。但是呢，他又差派先知去告诫他们。某种意义上讲呢，他已经听了他们的祷告。
So in that instance, he said clearly that I do not listen to what you ask. I do not listen to your prayers. But instead, he sent a prophet.To tell those people you have to change the way that you act. So, in other words, he has actually listened to their prayers. He has heard their prayers.
某种意义上讲呢，神听了所有人的祷告。
So, in a sense that he actually listens to all of our prayers.
但是呢，他听了以后，他要做事，他要讲话。但是他讲话的时候，我们要不要听？
And after he has heard our prayers, he will.Do things, he will do things in response, but it's really depend on us how we respond.
那祷告是一个圣经里面 更生交流最主要的一个手段。圣经里面一直有很多的例子，这我们一下也讲不完。今天我讲两个基本的祷告。
So, the Bible has a lot of things on prayers, but today I'm going to share two basic kind of prayers.
就是两个最基本的，你可以来到神的面前怎么来祷告？我们来学习从圣经里。
So, two basic ways that how you can come before the Lord to pray.
那我们再次回到路加福音十五章，浪子的比喻。
Let's go back to Luke chapter 15. Let's go back to the parable of the lost son.
那这个浪子的比喻呢，就是说大家已经读过很多次了。今天呢，我要从一个祷告的角度来讲一下。
So you have already read the parable of the lost son for multiple times, but today I'm going to share from the perspective of prayers.
这里面讲到两个最基本的祷告。
So in this passage, two basic ways to pray.
那我们知道神怎么样来对待这样的祷告。
And the Lord knows how to respond to those prayers.
那我们再次把神的话来读一遍。
Let's read his words again.
十五章十一节到三十二节。
Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32.
耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他。你读英文的话，你自己来读，好吧。
So if you read in English, you can read on your own.
过了不多几日，小儿子就把一切所有的都收拾起来往远方去，在那里任意放浪，浪费资财，既耗尽一切所有的，又欲找那地方大遭饥荒，就穷苦起来，于是去投靠那地方的一个人。那人打发他到监里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪吃的豆荚来充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说，我父亲有多少的故宫口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配成你的儿子，把我当作一个故宫吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，县里行员他父亲看见就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈线，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配成你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把鞋子戴在他自头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛都牵来宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的。他们就快乐起来。那时大儿子正在田里，他回来离家不远，听见作乐跳舞的声音，便叫过一个仆人来问是什么事。仆人说，你兄弟来了，你父亲因为他无灾无病的回来，把肥牛都宰了。大儿子却生气不肯进去，他父亲就出来劝他。他对父亲说，我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命，你并没有给我一只山羊羔叫我和朋友一同快乐，但你这个儿子和娼妓通进了你的产业，他一来了，你倒为他宰了肥牛犊。父亲对他说，儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，只是你这个兄弟是死而复活，失而又得的，我们这样理当欢喜快乐。我们就读到这里。那我们读的时候呢，就说你看看，就说今天我们从这个祷告的角度看看这个儿子怎么样来祷告，因为这个父亲就是上帝，这个儿子就是我们。
So let's see this story from the perspective of prayers. So because the sons are us and the father is our Lord.
相当于说这个小儿子做了一个祷告，大儿子也做了一个祷告。
So the younger son made a prayers and as well as the older son.
小儿子做了一个什么祷告呢？就是说他想好了，他觉着父亲啊，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后不配成为你的儿子，把我当做一个故宫吧，就是一个非常悔改、内心痛悔的一个祷告。
So, the younger brother said, made this prayer to the father, saying that, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. So let me become your servant instead. So, in a sense, that is a very It's a prayer that actually confess all his sins to the Father.
所以这个时候呢, 对自己生生的一个反省, 作为一个罪人的一个反省, 这个祷告呢, 让父亲的心非常非常的, 就是被touch, 被触摸。
So he prayed as if he confessed all his sins, sincerely confessing his sins. So as a father, when he hears this kind of prayer, he's deeply touched.
当他这样讲出来的时候，话还没讲完的时候呢, 父亲就很高兴, 就立刻拥抱他, 代表这个关系已经非常的亲近了。
So even before he was finishing the sentence, the father already put his arms around him. So meaning that he's very
pleased.
So to embrace him in his arms, meaning that he is very, very close to the son.
就说这样的祷告呢, 让神啊, 立刻就跟我们非常的亲近。
This kind of prayers help us to become close to the Lord instantly.
就是当我们认识自己的罪, 愿意在父神的面前来认罪的时候呢, 悔改的时候呢, 父神的心立刻就被触动。
So when we confess our sins, in an instant, the Lord's heart is close to us, and he will put his arms around us.
在这个路加福音18章也举到一个例子，有一个税吏做了同样的祷告，他立刻生就说，他就成为义人了。And
also in Luke chapter 18, a tax collector also made the same type of prayers. And in the instant, the Lord has called him justified.
他和法利赛人两个人上殿去祷告，法利赛人就说：“哎呀，我多好多好，我不像这个税吏，我也没有勒索，我还要禁食祷告一周，禁食祷告2次，所有的都奉献十分之一。”但是呢，这个税吏就捶着胸脯说：“哎呦，神啊，可怜我这个罪人吧。”他一回家，神就说。
A Pharisee and also a tax collectors were praying to the Lord. So the Pharisee was just praying to himself, saying that, okay, Lord, I do not like other men. I do not do bad stuff. I also give you like tens of everything and I fast. And at the same time, the tax collector was beating his breast and saying, oh, Lord, have mercy on me because I'm a sinner. That's why the Lord say that, when they go home, the tax collector will be more justified than the Pharisee because those who humble himself will be exalted.
那你就看到呢，就是圣经里面讲呢，就是这很讲的，当一个人自卑的时候呢，神就立刻亲近他，亲近他就让他升高。So
those, if you humble yourself, in an instant you will be exalted and be close to the Lord.
而且你发现这个小儿子他并没有要任何的东西，他的祷告里面没有要任何的东西，他只觉得不配。
So you see also the younger brother in his prayer, he did not ask for anything, and he only felt that he wasn't worthy of it.
他甚至觉得我不配做你的儿子，把我当做一个雇工吧，就是他根本就觉得不配。And
also he felt that he wasn't even worthy to become his son. He said, "Can you just treat me as your servant instead?"
他其实当他脑子里这样想，他嘴上讲的时候，他话都没讲完。最后，他的爸爸没有让他讲出这句话来，就是把我当做一个雇工吧，就把他抱起来。And
he was thinking this way, but even before he was able to articulate this out, the father has stopped him and put his arms around him. So he wasn't even able to say that. Okay, just treat me as one of your hired men.
就是神说你不用讲了，不用讲，你还是我的儿子。
Meaning that, please don't say that. You still are my son.
但是这个儿子呢，他祷告的时候，他讲了第一个称谓就是父亲，爸，爸，我来了，这个很重要。
你说哪一个？对不起啊，你刚才说什么？
小儿子祷告一开始是讲父亲。
Oh, so the so the younger son, the very first word that he said is father.
因为当他这样称呼父亲的时候，他对父亲的这样一种认知的时候呢，这个关系就开始拉近。
So because he recognized him as the father, so because of that, their relationship have become closer.
我为什么要突出这一点呢？因为这个大儿子后面给父亲讲话，他并没有讲父亲。
Why do I have to?
但是呢，父亲却说：“儿呀，告诉他你是我的儿啊。”
So why do I have to emphasize that? It's because when you read about the older brother, he never mentioned the word father, and yet the father calls him my son.
就是这个，当他认识到这个父亲，他自己是父亲的儿子的时候，这个心理上的这样一个认知，这个让儿子的身份就 justified， 就成立了。
So by recognize him as a father, so your identity, his identity as a son is justified.
所以今天我们祷告的弟兄姐妹一定要认知到天父是你的父，你是他的儿子，这个身份是至关至关重要。
So when you pray, you have to recognize your identity as children of God. It is very important to recognize that.
因为他认识到这是他的父亲的时候呢，他祷告都没做完，父亲他什么也没要，结果父亲把什么都给他。
So by recognizing him as the father, he didn't even finish what he wanted to say, and yet he didn't ask for anything, and yet the father gave him everything.
给他什么呢？给他父亲没有给他讲什么话，就是好像他祷告完了，父亲呢叫别人去给他做事情，这是一种神工作的方式。你有时候祷告了。你触摸了神的心，你没有听见神讲话，但是神已经调动天使，调动别人为你做事情。
So here, even before he finished, the father said to his servant, told his servant to bring this and bring that. So it's in a lot of times when we pray, even though we do not hear a direct response from the Lord, and yet the Lord has already sent all his angels to do the work for us.
所以弟兄姐妹，当你好多时候祷告的时候，你好像没有听到神跟你讲什么话，这不代表神没有在做事情，可能神做得更快。
So brothers and sisters, when you pray and you do not hear a direct response from the Lord, please do not worry about that, because the Lord has probably already started an army and to help you. So
那父亲说把那个上好的袍子拿出来。
So the father said, okay, bring the best robe and put it on him.
不是一般的袍子，是上好的袍子拿出来。
Not just a regular robe, but the best one.
啊，袍子代表遮盖，对吧？代表这个穿戴温暖，对不对？
So robe representing a covering, so that he can be warm.
戒指戴在手上，戒指代表权柄。过去的人，戒指上面他会有他的名字，印章在戒指上。
And also put a ring on his finger, so ring representing authority. So in the past, people will put a ring with their names on, representing their authority.
鞋子穿上，
And also put shoes on his feet.
鞋子代表福音，在圣经里面，平安的鞋子，平安的布履，代表他带着一个喜乐的一个心，在这个带着一个福音的心，福音就是好消息。就是在他身上人会看到好消息。
So shoes in the Bible representing the good news, the gospel. So he's bringing the gospels.
那这是一种祷告，就是认罪悔改的祷告，真心的认罪，真心的甘于来到父神面前，那神的心特别的满足。
So this is one type of prayers, is to come before him and confess your sins.
这种祷告呢，在我们刚信主的时候呢，我们常常做，但是有的人信主时间长了呢，就不再做了。
So when you first become a believers, we will do that kind of prayers frequently. But as time goes on, a lot of people stop doing that.
这是，但是当我们能够在年老的时候还这样做的时候呢，那真的是活在主的面前，是常常得胜恩宠的人。
So if you continue to confess the sin before the Lord, even in your old time, olden times, you will be such a blessed person, that a person who is close to God's heart.
我见过基督徒到越来越年长的时候呢，发现他自己什么都知道，什么都对，没有错的，这是一种人。
So I have found people that are in their older age, and then it seems that they know everything and they are always right. They stop doing prayers like that.
但是另外一种人呢，你看到的七八十岁的时候呢，你别人一纠正他的错误，他立刻说 sorry， 立刻在神的面前悔改，这是非常难得的。
And yeah, there are a group of people who are in their 70s and 80s. When people point out their mistake, they will say sorry and they will confess the sin before the Lord.
但这是非常难得也非常蒙神喜悦的事情。
So it's a very rare and also a great quality to the Lord.
这是蒙神恩宠的事情。
So it's something that God treasures.
Yeah, favored by God.
Favored by God.
那我们再讲这里面有个，这是第一种最基本的祷告。我们讲第二种基本的祷告。
So this is one type of basic prayers. Now I'm going to share the second type.
第二种祷告就是这个大儿子的祷告。他说：“我服侍你这多年，从来没有违背过你的命令。你没有给我一只山羊羔，叫我碰一顿拐。但你这个儿子和娼妓通进你的产业，他一来了，你就为他塞金斗。”这他是一个抱怨的祷告。
So the older son was saying to the father, okay, look, all this year I've been slaving for you and never disobey your order, and yet you never gave me a goat that I can celebrate with my friends. His prayer is a prayer of complaint.
那他这样的个祷告，神喜悦不喜悦呢？
Do you think the Lord likes his prayers?
从后面的经文你知道，神是喜悦的。
So in the later passage, you will see that actually the Lord is also pleased with his prayers too.
那你可能觉得很吃惊，因为你是人，你不是神。
So it may be shocking to you because you are just mere man, but you are not God.
那他的爸爸怎么呢？爸爸并没有去骂他一顿，他说：“儿啊，
So his father did not scold him or anything. He just said, okay, my son.
那你如果是做父亲的话，你要学习这样的态度对待你的儿女。你儿女抱怨的时候呢，就是啊，怎么样怎么样，因为我们有父亲，天父的心肠。
So if you are a father, you have to learn from here. Say, when your son complains to you, try to say, okay, my son, because you need to have a heart of the fathers in you.
他一点也没有责备他，他只是给他一个启示，给他一个启示出来他的心里面要怎么样来对待他。
So he didn't scold the son, and he just gave him he just tell him something that reveal his heart.
那这里我讲的呢，就是说，其实你的抱怨在主面前的抱怨，神照样垂听。
So what I'm saying is that even you complain before the Lord, still the Lord listens to your complaint.
我讲的抱怨是在主面前的抱怨，不是所有的抱怨。
So I'm saying the complaints that you made to the Lord. I'm not saying about all the complaints that you made.
所以这里呢，我要讲的抱怨，你不要在人的面前抱怨神，也不要在人的面前抱怨人，你可以在神的面前抱怨 whatever.
So what I'm saying is that complain only to the Lord, but do not complain to other people.
你不要在特别不要在人的面前抱怨神。
especially do not complain about the Lord to other people.
以色列人在旷野的时候呢，常常向摩西抱怨上帝，所以最后好多的灾难临到他们。
So in the Old Testament, the Jews were always complaining about the Lord to Moses.
你在人的面前抱怨别人，也是神不喜悦的。
And also, if you complain about other people to other people, and still is not is something that displeases the Lord.
但是你可以在神的面前抱怨神，也可以在神的面前抱怨人。
However, you can make a complaint about people, to the Lord, and also complain the about the Lord to the Lord.
你可能说，你说牧师，你是不是有点过分了，这样子？
So you may ask me, okay, is it too much?
我跟你讲呢，圣经里面呢，你看摩西的祷告怎么祷告？摩西就是在主的面前抱怨。
So if you go read the Old Testament about Moses, you will see that Moses always complained to the Lord.
这些人，以色列人又不是我生的，你为什么把他们放在我的肩膀上？
So he will say to the Lord, okay, this group of people are not my people, it's not born of me. How, why do you put the burden on my shoulder? So in the presence of the Lord, he was actually complaining.
但是你要知道，当你在主的面前抱怨的时候呢，你代表着你认可主的能力和权柄，你知道他重要，所以你才来到他的面前抱怨。
So you know that when you complain to the Lord, you actually recognize that His power and His authority. That's why you were able to make a complaint before Him.
为什么小孩子常常来到他的父母面前抱怨？因为他的父母对他重要吗？
So how come the children always run to his parents and complain? Because he knows how important his parents are to him.
但是呢，孩子如果在外面去抱怨他的父母说话，那就是一个很糟糕的事情。
However, if the children complain about his parents to other people, then it will be a bad thing.
所以呢，当我们来到神的面前呢，你看像摩西那样，就是说从他是内心很真诚的一种祷告，他把他是谁，他感受怎么样表达出来，这是一种真诚的表达，没有修饰的表达。
So just like Moses, when he made a complaint to the Lord, he is really his true self. He's telling God what he really thinks and how he really felt about things.
有一次我记得有一个姐妹啊，刚信主不久，她就常常在主的面前抱怨。最后她给我讲一句话，我觉得当时对我有很大的一个，对她也有开启，对我也有很大的开启。
I remember once a sister, he was a recent believer. He always complained to the Lord, but one day he said something to me. It was very shocking to me and also shocking to herself as well.
他说我现在向主，在主的面前抱怨，我知道，因为我跟主常亲近了，不然我不会在他面前抱怨。
She said that now I complain to the Lord because I know I'm close to him.
你想，当一个人不在人的面前，在神的面前抱怨的时候，他知道神是真的，他也知道神是非常重要的，也知道神爱他，是不是
？So imagine that person no longer complain to other people, but complain only to the Lord, and then you will see that how important the Lord is to her to this person.
有的人就问我，常常问我怎么样祷告，我给他讲，你就真心的祷告就好。神呢不喜欢你的花言巧语。
So sometimes people will ask me, Pastor, how do we pray? How do I pray? And then I always say that you just pray with your heart, because a lot of times, God do not like our, you know, like decorative kind of words.
不是 a lot of times, God 神从来不喜欢花言巧语。
So actually, it's not a lot of time, but it's always like that. God never liked people who use, decorative type of words to him.
所以有的人说，牧师，你怎么祷告的时候很会祷告啊？这个人很会祷告，但是神会教导我们，越来越明白他的心意。 祷告的时候就更合他的心意，是这个意思。
So sometimes people will ask me, "Oh, Pastor, how come you, you know, you pray so well?" And I will say that, the more, so God will teach you how to pray to Him.
那这是另外一种祷告。那这种祷告呢，不是说你一定要这样的祷告，但是有时候我们会有这样的祷告。当你祷告的时候呢，父会怎么样？来，他会直接向你讲话，他会告诉你什么。
So sometimes, it's not always, but sometimes when you pray, the Lord will, come and directly tell you exactly, what to do.
你发现这两个祷告里面哪个人直接听到神的声音呢？是第二个，抱怨的人。
And you will see a lot of time, you will see that, who will listen, who will get direct response from the Lord is usually the second type of person who complains to the Lord.
那谁得到更大的祝福呢？是第一种人。
And who gets greater rewards is the first type of people.
所以呢，你不要以人说说，哦，我常常听到神的声音啊，这个不是判断我们神爱不爱我们的标准。
So you will hear people say, "Okay, I always heard the voice of the Lord." So, but it is not a saying that determines how much the Lord loves you.
那这个事情呢，就是说，你看这个父亲呢，告诉他，这是一个很重要的一个语重心长的一个启示。这个启示，如果大儿子听懂，是非常重要的。
So here the father responded, something to the older son, and to the older son, if he can truly grasp what he says, yeah, blessed, he will be.
他说：“儿啊，你常和我同在，我一切所有的都是你的，我一切所有的都是你的。”
He said, "My son, you are always with me, and everything I have is yours."
他说：“我常和你同在呀，就是神和我们同在。基督徒，你要知道，神常和你同在，知道不知道呀？”
He said, "I'm always with you. As a Christian, do you know that your Father is always with you?"
这个老大，这个大儿子呢，他过去是不知道的，他父亲和他同在，但是他没有感受到的。
So the older son, he never knew that his father is always with him. Even though his father is always with him, he never knew it that way.
而且这个父亲说，我一切所有的都是你的，这个东西，这个事实他不知道，这个儿子不知道。
And here the father said that everything I have is yours, even though it's a fact. However, the son, the older son did not know it.
但是父亲讲了以后，他能不能知道，能不能领受，这是非常重要。
And so that the father has already said it, so whether or not he can understand it, we do not know.
所以弟兄姐妹，当你向神抱怨一些事情的时候呢，是最好的办法。你要知道，你要听神在你的抱怨里面，他给你讲什么话。
So when you complain to the Lord, you have to listen what the Lord will say to you.
翻开圣经，好好的看。
Turn to your Bible and read your Bible.
好好来默想。
Meditate on the words.
有的人同样一个问题，抱怨抱怨抱怨几十年，还抱怨同样的问题。
So some people will complain and complain about the same thing over and over for years.
因为我们不听。
Because we do not listen.
不是神不讲话，是不听。
It's not that God do not speak to us, but we do not listen.
也不是神不喜悦我们，就像这里一样，神没有不喜悦这个道，是我们不听。
And it's not because he does not like us,just like the older son, the Lord still loves him, but he just couldn't listen.
那圣经呢，没有继续往下写，大儿子就已经听了没听。
So the Bible never recorded that, and the older son, whether he actually listened or not.
那神就要让教会里面的弟兄姐妹要来思考。
So the Lord wants us, in, brother and sister in the church, to think, to meditate.
有的人听了，他就得到了极大的祝福。
So those who listen, they will gain the blessings.
他得到什么样的祝福？就是儿子的祝福。
What kind of blessing will he get? The blessing of a son.
如果不听，他就继续做他的奴仆，因为这个老大他自己认为他是奴隶。
So if he does not listen, he will become a slave because as an older son, he thinks himself as a slave.
事实上，我在整个服侍主的过程里面，我常常问这样一个问题：我说神啊，你说你的担子是轻松的，轭是容易的，为什么我的担子不轻松，我的轭不容易？
So as a servant of God, I'm always asking myself this question. Lord, you said your burden is light, your yoke is easy. How come the yoke on my shoulder is hard, is difficult?
因为我过去曾经在该死服侍的好多时候，因为对圣经的一些认识有偏差，对这个父神的性情有认识有偏差，我就把自己当个奴隶，特别是中国人的那种勤劳勇敢啊，有时候一定要拿自己的双手去撞去一些什么东西，就是奴隶的心态啊，就是推着我去服侍。
So in the beginning, earlier times of my ministry, that I always thought myself as a slave because I didn't know the words that well. So I always thought myself I have to work hard, especially from my Chinese background. I felt that I have to work hard in order to gain something.
后来我常常问神说，你的担子是轻松的，你的轭是容易的。你说劳苦当中担的人来到我的跟前，你要让我得安息，你能不能让我得安息？
So I always ask the Lord, okay, you said your yoke is easy, your burden is light. Those who come before you will get the rest. Can you let me have some rest?
那祷告之后，后来我就知道问题不在于神，是在于我。
So after I prayed this multiple times, I realized that the problem is not God, it's me.
2003年，一帮先知在西安教会向我们发预言的时候，有一个先知讲了一句话，他说：“过去你做了很多的事情 ，It is good, but it's not of God.”
So in 2003, a group of prophets came to a church and prophesied over me, and one of the prophets said, "Everything you there was good, but it's not of me.
Good 和 God 呢 ？Good 就是多了一个 O， 多做了一点。
So good, the word good and God, the difference is an extra O in between.
好多东西是 good， 但是神没有要你做。
So you did something extra. A lot of time is good, but God did not ask you to do that.
那是我们服侍人的时候啊，希望拼命擦经给一个弟兄姐妹啊，为他祷告啊，拼命教导他，希望他赶快能够受祝福啊，改变啊，但是他不改变，不改变。
So during those times, so we will fervish for the Lord. We will teach the brothers, you know, like help him to change, and yet they don't change.
那你就心里面焦虑啊，想各种的。策略呀，怎么样这样教会呀，怎么样怎么就很多的方法呀，绞尽了脑汁啊。
So our heart was worried, and we were trying all different ways, you know, to you know build a church, you know.
但是这个人的时间没有到的时候，人是不能改变人的。
But if the timing for this person is not right, For man, it's impossible to change man.
你花更多的时间，不是说他就会改变的。
It's not that if you spend more time, this person can change, could change.
你不是说你花时间来教导他圣经，他就会受祝福的。
It's not that if you spend more time to teach him the Bible, he will change.
曾经有一个阶段，我们教会有一对一的查经，我跟一个弟兄查经，每次我找他查经，他怕的要死，找借口逃跑。
During a period of time, we have a spike Bible study, like one-to-one Bible study. I always I paired up with another brother, but he got so scared of me. So every time I ask him to read the Bible with me, he will run away.
所以就是这人并不能改变神，神的时候没到，你不能改变神。
So man cannot change man if the timing is not right. Only God can change a man.
那人就是要听神的，要做神要你做的事情。
So for man, we can only listen to the Lord and listen to what he wants us to do.
有一次我记得一个弟兄，就是他真的他是不会听道的，他听道就是他没有必要听道，你看你讲的道没有我讲的好。
So once I knew a brother, he never listened to a sermon because he always thought I can, you know, speak better than the pastor.
后来我其实为他蛮着急的，因为他当时有疾病啊，各方面的一些家庭的问题啊，我就为他祷告。我问神的时候，我说我要服侍他。
So I was quite worried about him because he was having physical problems. So I pray, I asked the Lord, and the Lord told me something.
我祷告的时候，神说让他打电话来叫你服侍，你才服侍。他不打电话来，你不要去服侍他。
So this is what the Lord was telling me that only minister to this person if he calls you. If he does not call you and ask for help, do not go and minister to him.
在这个过程里面有很多的事情发生，他去做卖东西给别人，人家羞辱他，各方他越来越谦卑了。
So during those times, a lot of things were happening in his life. He was trying to sell something to a person, and that person humiliated him.
神说我要亲自来牧养他，我要亲自来教导他。
God said, I will personally come and shepherd this person.
他不听你的，因为你不是上帝吗？很简单吗？我知道他，对不对？
He does not listen to you because you are not God.
你不能光叫他，因为你不是他爸，我是他爸嘛，我可以光叫他。
You cannot discipline him because you are not his father, but I am his father.
所以后来等到他打电话的时候，给我的时候呢，我去到他家里，一祷告，他的病就得医治。
So when he finally made a call to me asking me for help, I went to his house and prayed for him, and immediately he was healed. His body was healed.
那我讲的什么意思呢？其实我们要有一个儿子的心态，我们不要把自己当成一个奴仆。
So what I'm saying is that we have to treat ourselves as truly sons and daughters of God, not as a slave.
所以这个我们祷告可以。弟兄姐妹，今天也要有个好的态度。你可以抱怨，知道吗？你在神的面前是可以抱怨的，因为你是儿子。
So, you can complain to the Lord because you know you are His children.
你知道吗？当你的儿女在你面前都不抱怨的时候，你就危险了。
Do you know that even if your children do not complain to you, you are actually in relationship danger.
曾经有一个姐妹，她说：“我怎么办？我的这个女儿呀，成天光着门，我要敲门。”她说 ：“It's my room.” I don't want to talk to you. 他说这太可怕了。我说是很。
So I remember a sister once shared to me that her daughter would not talk to her, and she always shut herself in the inside of a door. And if she knocked on the door, and the daughter would say, "Okay, please go away. This is my room." So it's actually a scary situation.
因为他有很多的怨气，但是呢，不向父母讲。他不知道在哪里要做什么，这父母就是要当心。
Because she has a lot of problems or complaints in her heart, but she doesn't tell her parents. So as a parent, that she was very worried.
所以你有什么问题呢？真的像大卫、像摩西那样带到神的面前，来向他来抱怨，向他来哭泣。
So if you have a complaining in heart, just like David, just like Moses, cry out to the Lord and complaining to him.
但是呢，他讲了，你要听。
However, when he speaks, you have to listen.
圣经上的话语你要听。
So things on the Bible, written in the Bible, you have to listen.
不要在二十年后抱怨同样的问题。
Do not complain about the same thing after about 20 years.
最好在下一次就不抱怨同样的问题。
Hopefully the next time you will not complain over the same thing.
你在主的面前只抱怨一次就可以了。
So in the presence of the Lord, you just complain once.
就像这个大儿子，他这次他抱怨完，他如果听懂的话，下面他的日子就完全不一样了。
Just like the older brother, if he truly understand what the father says, so his life will be completely transformed.
哦，他说，哦，我原来也是儿子，哦，我也可以宰牛吃。
He will realize that, oh, I'm also a son. So, of course, I can kill a calf and have it with my friends.
拉一只牛出来宰，宰的时候说，哎呀，爸爸，我要宰牛了。
So just pull out a calf and tell his father, okay, dad, I'm going to kill this calf.
我要和我的朋友要快乐了。
Me and my friends will have a feast.
爸爸就说，宰两只。
The father will say, okay, not only one, but two.
说爸爸说，我一切都是你的。
Dad said, everything I have is yours.
你知道今天天上的父亲在你战战兢兢要宰一只的时候，他说你可以宰两只吗？
Do you know that when you stand trembling ask for just one cow, and yet your father is willing to give you two, do you know that?
好，我们一起来祷告。
Okay, let's pray.
哈利路亚，我们天上的父。
哈利路亚 ，Our Father in heaven.
你是小儿子的父，也是大儿子的父。
You are the father of the younger brother and also the father of the older brother.
你是听祷告的神。
You are a father who listens to our prayers.
你什么样的祷告都听。
So you listen to all our prayers.
你最盼望的就是你的儿女。真的真心的来到你面前。
So you, the most thing you want is that your children will come before you sincere, with a sincere heart.
而你的心要回家。
Your children's heart will return home.
回家回家，心要回家。
Return home, return home.
因为在父的家里什么都有。
Because in the Father's house, you will have everything.
圣老师的主，愿你继续的开启我们中间的大儿子，让我们知道我们不是奴隶，你一切都有。
May you continue to open the eyes of the older brother in our church, so that we will realize we are not slaves, but we are children of God.
我们不需要打三分工，但是没有时间来敬拜神。
We do not need to have three jobs, and yet we don't have time to come and worship our Lord.
主啊，你也是小儿子的神。
You are also the father of the younger brother.
当他觉得外面的世界很精彩，外面的世界很无奈的时候，他知道自己好多东西是不能 handle。
When he knows the world is exciting and yet very desperate, he will know that, He can return it to you.
当他回来的时候，你就给他所有的祝福。
When he returns, you will give him all the blessings.
对吧？让我们也学会在主的面前倾心吐意。
So let us know how to open up completely before you.
主啊，就像这个大儿子一样，虽然他自己觉得没罪，但是他有很多的怨气。
Just like the older brother, even though he didn't think he was wrong, and yet he has a lot of complaints in his heart.
主啊，也让我们能够像小儿子那样，真的意识到外面的世界很无奈，意识到自己很多的错误的时候，来到那个面前，倾心吐意。
And also help us to be just like the younger brother when we realize how difficult it is on the world, we can always return and come back to you, Lord.
让我们知道我们自己的选择真的是错误的。我们知道我们只不过是人，没有智慧。
Let us know that our choices that we made were wrong and let us know our mistakes.
让我们能够勇敢地承认我们的错误，勇敢地承认我们的罪。
So that we can come boldly before you to confess our mistakes, our sins.
你说自高的必要见卑，自卑的必要升高。
Because you say those who exalt themselves will be humbled, those who humble themselves will be exalted.
不管我们是大儿子、小儿子，愿我们在你面前自卑。
No matter whether the older brother or the younger brother, may all of us be humbled before you.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次的谢谢你，因着你儿子的宝血，让我们成为儿女，成为家里的人。
Well, we thank you because by your son's blood, we can become your family.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.